Welcome back to Table Talk. Glad to have you back. The first article of the Creed, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. We just went through a bunch of Bible passages that shows the Father as the Almighty and also the one through whom all things were made. That's the Genesis 1 language. And yet, Brent, let's take just a little bit of moment here and let's look at Genesis 1 and also John 1.
All right.
So in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, once again, you alluded to this before. So here you have God the Father. You have God the Spirit hovering over the face of the waters. And then you have the Word of God. The Father speaks a word. And it's very helpful then, I think, to go to John chapter 1.
Right.
Because John uses that same introductory language in order to bring Genesis 1 to our minds.
Yeah, yeah.
And then look at what he says there in John 1. Do you have that?
I do. In the beginning was the Word, capital W. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. Well, who's this Word? Well, we know from John 1:14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we've seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Well, the Son from the Father, that's Jesus.
Right.
So back to Genesis, when you said that the Father speaks and He speaks a word, the Word's Jesus. So you have what's going on in at creation, not just the Father creating all things, but
the Son, God the Son creating, and God the Holy Spirit. In other words, all three persons are involved in the work of creation, and yet
Correct. Uniquely
involved.
Correct.
Distinctly involved.
Yes. Now, again, this teaches us about who God is and what He does. God, even in the first article of the Apostles' Creed, if you will, I believe in God the Father Almighty, we learn that God is a giver and that He gives without any merit or worthiness in me.
He is the Creator. We are the creation. And that is very good, to use the language from Genesis.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. Say it one more time, because that's helpful.
Well, He's the Creator, I'm the creation, and that is very good.
Yeah. And now, so what's very bad then?
Well, who says that's very good? God says that's very good.
Yeah.
But what does man do? Man's, that's not good. We can't have that.
I can do better.
So here, have a bite of the apple. You be the one to know good and evil. You become the God, the Almighty.
And
the
that's
Lord
not
and
good.
Giver of life. That's not good at all. Another thing that's not good, just to mention this in John 1:1, some translations of the Scripture, not translations, it'd be a faulty translation, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God.
Is that your New World Translation?
No, I'm sorry. I don't remember what translation it is. But isn't that...
That's not helpful.
No.
Because it gives the impression that you've got two going on, two gods.
Now, who produces the New World Translation?
Well, it's the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Okay. I think it's the Mormon translation.
Is it?
That translates it as a god.
Ah. Well, and that would make sense.
I would have to be checked on that.
Yeah, double check that. But that would make sense.
Right.
Because there's many of them, and you can be one. Good luck.
And isn't that interesting? Some of the cults where they deviate from what the Scriptures actually teach, it has to do with who God is, the three persons and the one God.
Yeah.
It's really the basics, isn't it?
Yes.
So a lot of these false teachings, these errors, go back to the very root.
And that's why if you do not confess God as one and triune, then you're not a Christian. I mean, you can confess God as one, but if you deny that there are three persons, you're not Christian. Now, here we go again. I know that that's not the PC thing to say, but it's the truth.
Right.
And see, this is being a preacher of God's word. See, you have to preach the truth. And you have to just simply let the chips fall where they may, mm-hmm. and let the Lord take care of you in whatever way he wants to.
And this isn't done just simply to bash certain people, but rather this is life and death stuff we're talking about. If you don't live as the creature who lives by faith in the one true God, that's not good. There is no life for you.
That's right. I think I was gonna look at another passage, but this would be with regard to God the Father, maker of heaven and earth.
Okay.
I had it marked. It was Revelation 14. So let me get there. I lost it. So. You can probably do things faster on the computer than I can with my fingers.
Well, let's see here.
Revelation
You're pretty quick.
14.
14 verse
7, is it?
7. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and the springs of water."
And the God would be God the Father there,
mm-hmm.
who made heaven and earth, etc.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, when the scriptures confess God is creating, again, I want to make this point. We learn that God lives outside of himself, and he loves to give gifts. This is part of what it means to be God, is that he creates things, and he takes care of them. He loves to give gifts. It's not the pagan way. The pagan way is that God exists to be served, that is to say, to be pleased by right. man. Not hardly. Not the biblical God.
Right.
Or let me put it to you this way. I would say that the first article of the Apostles' Creed faithfully confesses what the Scriptures teach about how you are saved.
Say more about that.
Well, God creates out of nothing. He gives out of nothing. This is creation. When he recreates his fallen creation, it's out of nothing again. It's out of dead people, dead spiritual people.
So just as everything is created from nothing, so the new creation and the new created one is from nothing.
Yeah, from the dead. He raises the dead. We have nothing within ourselves, no spiritual power within ourselves to get saved, just like in creation. I had no power whatsoever to be a being or a creature. I had to be called by God's word to be a creature. Now, of course, that word is put into action through creatures, of course, through a mom and a dad.
Sure.
And so similarly, when the preaching of the gospel, it's through creatures. You know, the gospel is preached through creatures, but that gospel is the word of God that calls forth a new creation, which is spelled again, F-A-I-T-H. That's what I'm talking
right.
about.
Right. And so God as the giver, the gracious God. I love how the first article really confesses grace. Luther does this in his meaning.
Yes.
Only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me.
Have you noticed that when the kids recite that portion of the catechism, there's always a word that they leave out? Only.
Right. I always do this with the kids. I say, now there's two words here that really, really highlight grace. What are those two words? And it's funny, they'll go through every word almost except for only and without. Those are exclusionary words.
Yes.
Only the Father without me.
Now you think about it. Think about it. If you're living at the time of the Lutheran Reformation and your daddy at the dinner table is teaching you the small catechism like it was intended to be used, and you're learning that you know, God has made me and all creatures, given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, etc. All this he does only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy. But then all of a sudden these words you're learning, without any merit, that word merit or worthiness in me.
Mm-hmm.
You would think, especially if you're an adult, because you've grown up in a church, in a medieval church that taught that salvation is by merit and by worthiness. And so Luther is doing this on purpose. When you confess God as Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, you are also confessing God as a giver without any merit or worthiness in you whatsoever, which confesses the gospel already in the first article.
And that same Father sits there at table teaching this to his children, and the light bulb goes off, and he says, you know, that's true. That's how it is for me as a father to these children. I'm loving and gracious to them, not because they deserve it, but simply because I'm their father and they're my children.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
This is a reflection of our Father who art in heaven.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's why that's there in the small catechism. And a lot of people don't realize that that's what's going on there.
Right.
It's absolutely huge. I mean, this is a huge shift in theology, in our thinking about God, and our thinking about our relationship to God, which again teaches us what you've said, without any merit or worthiness in me, which properly now distinguishes as God is the creator, we are the creation.
Yep, and that's very good.
That's right.
All right, well, should we wade into the second article of the creed?
Right.
Okay, right. So second article of the creed confesses God the Son, the work of redemption, to redeem, to buy back, right? And so in the Apostles' Creed, you know, I believe, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. Let's just look at that phrase to begin with.
Okay, so his only Son. All right, now again.
The only Son of the Father, God the Father, whom we've just confessed, right?
Right. So again, I'm going to go back to a passage that we quoted earlier and then expand on it with another passage. And of course, my fingers don't work very well. But John 1, and it's verse 14, and then we'll go to verse 18. So the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. I lost my place. The glory is the only Son from the Father, the only Son. From the Father, I got to talk into the mic. Do you have it in front of you?
I do.
Read it, because I'm all lost.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Right.
And then jumping down to verse 18, no one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made him known.
Who's the he who makes the Father known?
The Son.
Right.
He's the Word who reveals God, right?
Yes.
Because that's the link. Remember, people, from John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word reveals. The Word creates. John
3:16, right?
3:16. Oh, well,
we all know that.
We should know that.
I don't know if I've got that.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Once again, that only Son language is very important. Once again, some would falsely teach that there are many different gods. Here's a creed for you. As you now are, Jesus once was. As Jesus now is, you too can be. That's a false creed.
Yeah.
That teaches that Jesus was at one time only a man, and now he has become a Son of God. And now you, who are only men, you too can become a Son of God. The Scriptures confess the only Son. There's only one Son of the Father.
Right. Right. And when the Scriptures say that we are sons or children of God, by the way,
mm-hmm.
that's confessing this truth, that God has adopted us into his family as his children. It's adoption. Now, why is that so important? Well, here's why. Because you've got some Protestant preachers over the last 25, 50 years who have who've said that when the Scriptures say that you will be sons of God, they actually say that you will become little divinities. And then, of course, you're not a creature anymore. Okay.
Isn't that interesting how all of these false teachings that we've mentioned, just as sidebars here, really go to the same root. And it's the root of the original sin, that you too can be like God. It's really overturning God and you becoming the God of your life. Well, that's not good, folks. Thanks be to God that without any merit or worthy in us, he's gracious to us and gives us all we need. Peace be with you.